I'm talking about my imagination. Jesus is my help. Or Jesus helped my mind, I think that's what it says. Now, our text scripture is coming from 1 Chronicles chapter number 28, verse number 9. It says, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou wilt seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." Now, as we said, we're focusing really on the imagination and how we need Jesus to help our minds. The imagination is that creative ability. It's basically your mental image. You have a mental image of something that is not yet in reality or is not yet tangible. Now, last week, we focused on the wrong path. The wrong path was, if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. This week, I want to focus on the right path. The right path. Jesus tells, or David encourages his son, if thou seek him, and the him is Jesus. If you seek Jesus, he will be what? Found of thee. Everybody understand that? If we seek Jesus, he will be found of us. Now, we need Jesus to help our minds, most of all. Now, if you notice the scripture up under that bullet, it's from Isaiah chapter number 26 and verse number 3. It says, thou will keep him in what? Perfect peace, right? What's the condition, though? Whose mind is what? Is stayed on thee, right? His mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So the promise is that we need to ask Jesus to help our minds, because we need to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. So many things in life, just in your life, you go through the course of a day, so many things try to pull your mind off of Jesus or try to affect your imagination. Stop picturing things in your mind based upon the things that you hear, the things that you see, or your emotions. Start kind of having all kind of sometimes good imaginations. I think my wife was saying that some imaginations are good imaginations. I don't want you all not to think that everything that's swimming around in your mind is a bad or a negative thing. Some imaginations are good. But just like you have good, you also have bad. You also have things in your mind that should not be there. And we need to, that's where we need to ask the Lord to do what? Help us. We need to ask the Lord to help us, because Jesus is going to judge us by the standards of righteousness. Someone go over to Psalms chapter number 9, 7 and 8. I think y'all are going to be in Psalms anyway, one of your last scriptures. So let's just go on over there and knock that one out anyway. Psalms chapter number 9.
"But the Lord shall endure forever."
That's right. See, we must understand, and then again, that's the focus of the church. Church is spiritual. We're in this building, but the church is spiritual. It can only be entered in by the new birth. You cannot join the church. You join maybe an organization or an organized group of people, but you cannot join the church. The church can only be entered in by the new birth. The new birth is being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. That's the water, and the Spirit is receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as Jesus Christ gives you the utterance or the ability to utter speech. Jesus told Nicodemus that except or unless a man does that, he cannot see, nor can he do what? Enter into the kingdom of God. Then he tells them, marvel not that I say unto thee, you what? Must be, right? It's not an option. So the church is spiritual. The church focuses on the spiritual condition of mankind, the spiritual condition of the world. When Adam and Eve ate of that fruit, the forbidden fruit, Jesus told them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Say, the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt do what? Right. That's truth. Now, we know they didn't die a physical death because that would have frustrated the whole purpose of creation. Jesus said that he created the man for the purpose of replenishing the earth. And that was one of the instructions that he gave them, to be what? Fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Then now, when they Satan understood that in order to frustrate a righteous plan, somebody has to do something against righteousness. Right? That's the truth. And in order for him to get into this new creation, he had to infect it. And the way that he was going to infect it was not by the animals. It was not by the trees. Because those did not have the kind of soul that was going to last on for what? Forever. Right? Come on, that's the truth. Well, they don't have the soul that lasts on forever. But when he saw that man, when he saw God take that man that he formed from the dirt of the ground, and then God just didn't form him, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he saw something activated in that man. Scripture said man became a what? A living soul. Right? That's the truth. A part of God himself is now inside of the man. People say that, and you have to understand that when it's talking about he lighteth every man that comes into the world. What are you talking about when you say he lighteth every man? He gives man the ability to live. When the Lord is the one that puts life inside of the creature. He lighteth every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world what? Knew him not. When we come here, if you have parents that were not in church, they were in sin, they thought it was their act that caused you to exist. That's the truth. They thought it was because of what they did. That's why you exist. No, it's the Lord that causes or creates life. He creates life. He brings the human into existence. That's why, again, John says he lighteth every man that does what? Comes into the world. He was in the world. Who? The one that lighteth every man that comes into the world, that source was in the world. And the world was what? Made by him. And the world what? Knew him not. Right? That's the truth. It's like the light shining in darkness. And darkness not being able to do what? That's why you've got all of these books. That's why you have all of these religions. That's why you have all of these philosophies. Everybody is trying to figure this whole process out. But they don't want to trust what Jesus says. But they don't want to trust what the scriptures are teaching us. In the beginning, God, right? He did what? He created the heaven and the earth. How did he do it? He spoke the world into existence. He said, let there be, and it was. First thing he said, let there be light, and there what? Was light. John comes in and starts it off by saying, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word what? What? Words are expressions of thoughts. We know the thoughts or the ideas of God himself when he utters it, when he expresses it. We know how Jesus feels about darkness because he says, let there be what? If darkness was okay, he would not have said, let there be what? He said, I'm going to create a greater light to govern the day and a lesser light to do what? Govern the night. That's the truth. We know how he feels about darkness. We know that it is not his desire for the man to stay in darkness. It is his desire for us to come on into the light. Come on, that's what John said. Even when you are in the church and you do things you should not do, the Lord says, I give you the word for you to come back into fellowship with me. Yep, that's the truth. He said, walk in the light is what? He is in the light. And then you can have what? Fellowship. We be wondering why there's such discord within our churches, within the gathering of so-called people that are supposed to be saved. It's because they've removed the light. They removed Jesus out of it. That's why I don't care what we do. We've got to lift up that name of Jesus. That name of Jesus is what cures all of our issues. It what mends all of our challenges. It's a hard thing trying to get people to work together. Whether it's in marriage, whether it's in relationships, whether it's just in an assembly of people. It's a hard thing to get people to work together. As you all learned on Wednesday night with the Church of Corinth. Now, those were a group of saints that did not want to let anybody know they were having problems. But there was a tattletale, huh? Of the house of Chloe, right? The house of Chloe told Paul that these are supposed to be some saints. But they got some issues going on in here. And Paul said, these things shouldn't be amongst the saints. He said, you're not spiritual, but you're carnal. Huh? Remember, the church is supposed to be spiritual. But I can infect the church with my carnal ways. My worldly or my fleshly ideas, right? That's the truth. I can infect it. I can mess up the whole process. Mess up the whole process with how I deal with you. And how you deal with me. That whole, all of that. The whole issue of man. Working with man. It all depends on that. You realize when Adam and Eve ate up that fruit, they messed man up. Do y'all realize that? Wasn't nobody else in the garden but the two of them. It was just Adam and Eve. And you realize when they ate up that fruit, the scripture says that their eyes were open and they knew they were naked. They sold what? Fig leaves together. They could not even stay in the presence of one another. See, when you try to do this without Jesus, you cannot even stand the presence of another human standing beside you. Sin causes conflict. Sin causes division. Not just between you and the other human, but between you and Jesus. That's the truth. Scripture says the Lord's hand is not short, that it cannot save you. His ear is not heavy that he don't hear you. But your iniquity, your sin, has caused a wedge between you and Jesus. That's the truth. That's why we got to cry out to the Lord. Take advantage of that prayer time crying out to Jesus. I don't care what's going on in your life. You need to ask the Lord, remove the wedge. Remove that blockage between me and you. That's the truth. Something is there. Something is trying to prevent you from getting what the Lord say you should have. What should I have? I should have peace in my mind. Huh? Something is there to prevent peace from being where? In me. You talk about trying to fix one another. You need to fix what's what? In you. Jesus said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. As long as you do what? You keep your mind. You're so busy trying to resolve the conflicts that are going on in the earth, you don't even realize the issue is who? You. The issue is me. I need Jesus to help my mind, right? That's the truth. To deal with me. Once he deals with me, then I don't know how to deal with you. I know it's not me that's going to fix you. I know we're going to need to come together. Isaiah say, come now, let us what? Reason. Huh? Come on, Jesus has to be that common bond. Jesus was a common bond between Adam and Eve before they ate that fruit. Huh? You know it. Scripture says that in chapter number one, two, that both the man and the woman were naked. And they were what? Not ashamed. Huh? They was okay with one another. But then when sin came in, it messed them up. Huh? You say, well, the scudder, they was hiding together. They didn't want to hide together. They were both trying to avoid Jesus. And when Jesus made them realize you cannot hide, you saw the real them come out. Adam said it was that woman. Huh? Huh? He was quick to point the finger right there. He said it was that woman that you gave me. She's the cause of me being in the condition that I am. Woman said it was because of the serpent. The poor serpent couldn't blame nobody. Right? That's what sin does though. Sin causes conflict. Sin causes what? Division. Sin causes what? Argument. Sin causes confusion. Huh? Oh, that's what the scripture says. Confusion is of the devil. Huh? So that lets you know what the devil wants to do. Cause a bunch of confusion. He wants to cause a bunch of argument, a bunch of debate, a bunch of division, a bunch of discord, right? But Jesus said, let there be what? Peace. Huh? Jesus spoke peace to that storm. Remember when the people were scared in the boat? They said, don't you care that we're going to perish? Here you are asleep. Huh? Jesus said, where is your faith at? Don't you realize who you have on board? That's one thing the enemy messes you up as a saint. He wants you to forget who you have. You testify that you've got the Holy Ghost. Do you know the Holy Ghost is Christ in you? It means you have Jesus living down on the inside, right? That's true. You're going to let somebody that don't have no Jesus mess up you when you're supposed to have Jesus. Huh? Person ain't got no Jesus, they're in confusion. Remember, they're double-minded. Remember what we read on Wednesday? The wicked are like the troubled sea. Whose what? Waters cannot rest. Their life casts up nothing but a bunch of mind dirt. Don't let the wicked pull you into their mess. If the Lord brought you out of mess, don't let the wicked pull you back into it. Ask the Lord Jesus, keep my mind at peace. How can you do it? Keep your mind on Jesus. He said, I will keep you in what? Perfect peace. As long as you do what? Keep your mind on him, right? Learn how to trust and rely on Jesus. Learn how not to lean towards your own understanding. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. That's why you've got to learn how to deny yourself. You got to learn how to, I can't do this my way. I can't do this according to how I view it. I got to do it according to the way Jesus lays it out. Huh? How you say Adam and Eve messed themselves up? Because they didn't do it the way Jesus laid it out. How did Jesus lay it out? He said, do not eat from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt do what? That's Jesus' plan, isn't it? It wasn't difficult. It wasn't hard to comprehend. But when you let that devil get in your ear, he will mess up the plan. Huh? He will mess up the path that is righteous. Huh? Don't you want to be on the righteous path? Amen. I want to be on the righteous path, and I need the Lord to keep me on the righteous path. Huh? That's right. Don't, you know, brother was telling you, now you all know Deke, but don't pay no attention when he said he keep coming into the office, because that's my job. When I see you get off course, that's my job. And you could be in a church, but don't nobody bother with you. Let you do what you want to do. But no, not here. We're going to do it the way Jesus said for it to be done. You know, that's my job. The scripture told you to obey those that have the rule over you. Why? For what reason? They watch for your soul. I'm a soul watcher. Huh? Y'all understand that? I'm not a body watcher. I'm a soul watcher. I watch for the real you. I'm concerned about the real you. Why? Because I know the real you is going to become before Jesus Christ. And he is going to judge you by one standard. Not my standard. Not man's standard. Not the standard of the U.S. government. He is going to judge you by the standard of righteousness. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in what? Whenever we have some issues, we've got to go to the book. We've got to go to the word of God and see what does the word say. His word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. It helps me walk in the path of righteousness, right? I stay on that path for his name's sake, right? How did you get on that path? Because of the name of Jesus. You have to be born on this. Now, you can't get on this path because you say, I did this or I didn't. No, you got to be born into it. You got to get born on the right path. You got to get born on the right path through the new birth. That's what Nicodemus, people always say, oh, Nicodemus only understood natural birth. It wasn't that he understood natural birth. He understood natural birth right. Huh? He said, can I enter back into my mother's womb and be born? Huh? Because he understood natural birth right. He didn't have to try to be a Jew. He was a Jew by virtue of the way he was born. Huh? Come on, you can try all day long to be in the church, but you will never be in it until you get born again. Huh? You can try to dress it up.
You can try to talk the right way, but you have to be what? Born again. Why? Because the new birth takes care of that inner man. It takes care of the soul. Huh? Where does peace rely at? Peace rests in my soul. I don't need peace on my body. I need it down in my soul. I don't need joy on my body. I need joy down in my soul. I don't need righteousness in my clothes or in my hair. I need righteousness in my soul, right? I need righteousness to dwell down on the inside. Huh? That's the truth. That's why people don't understand. Why did the devil attack so hard? He doesn't care about how you look. Think about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They looked more holy than we look. Huh? One writer said they wore their garments all the way down to their heels. Huh? Some of us struggle to pay tithes. Pharisees, they gave plenty of tithes, but they were not righteous. They were self-righteous. Huh? They did it according to their own standard. Huh? That's why I say you can put on the outward show, but you don't even realize the Lord says, I search the heart. Huh? I search the heart. I try the reins. In other words, your motives, your reason. He knows why you're doing what you're doing. That's why you need to ask the Lord to help you. Lord, help me to be honest with myself. Huh? Told you all it's easy to live holy in here. But it's what you're doing outside these walls. How are you behaving yourself outside these walls? When there's not one saint around you. What are you saying out of your mouth? Huh? What thoughts are you entertaining in your head that you're allowing to come into actions? Remember, thoughts start, behavior start as thoughts. What thoughts are you allowing to become actions? Huh? What things are you saying out of your mouth? Huh? You got to realize the facts of the scripture. The fountain don't bring forth both sweet and bitter. It's either one or the other. James said these things ought not to be. Huh? You cannot be double-minded. You need to make up your mind what you're going to do. Huh? You got to have a made-up mind. That's what David was trying to get across to Solomon, to make up your mind. Make up your mind to do what? Serve the Lord, right? That's true. I'm glad my mind is made up. Better have a made-up mind to want to serve Jesus. Huh? That's true. Many people look at it and say, well, it's got y'all don't have a whole lot of people. No, we ain't got a whole lot of people. And it's not going to be a whole lot. Why? Because everybody don't want to do it. Everybody don't want to follow the standard. They'd be glad about the music. Man, if we just played music all the time and didn't have no preaching, I guess our church be filled. Huh? Come on in here and sing. I guess it's got the mic. She can carry a tune. And we play all right. You know, me and Darren, we play all right. And the Lord be touching the brother's fingers every now and then. He play all right. You know, but you just keep on going. It's a natural instinct in you because you black to want to move. So when you hear that music, you'll get to moving. And you don't need no help. But when the word of God comes, huh? Seems like you lose the rhythm of your feet. Huh? You lose the rhythm of your feet. Why? Because the word makes you sit still. Huh? Word makes you sit still and be quiet. Huh? Huh? They realize that the Lord is speaking to me. He's speaking to your what? Your heart. The real you. Huh? Real you. You don't shout up in no store. You don't shout on your job. You go shouting if you want, they'll fire you. But you got to go there and do your job, right? In other words, you got to hold your composure. Huh? You don't go to the bank line shouting. You won't get a dime out of that bank. You won't get a dime out of there. You hold your composure. And you write out your slip. Huh? And you write out your slip. And you give it to the people expecting to get something from it. Well, you say, well, Scott, what does this have to do with it? This is what I'm trying to tell you. You need to ask the Lord to help your mind. Because when you can't rejoice about Jesus, you got to deal with reality. Huh? What is the reality? I got to deal with these people that are hard to deal with. Huh? These stiff-necked. These rebellious people. These cold-hearted people. People ain't got no mind or want to be saved. Huh? You might be living with them. You might be living beside them. You might be working with them. People that have no mind at all to be saved. But Jesus expects me while I'm with them to walk on the path of what? Righteousness. Huh? He expects me to do what is right. He tries to condition my brain to think. Just because you're down here in this body temporarily, one day you're going to get out of this body. And when you get out this body, you're going to stand before a righteous judge. Huh? Is that what the scripture says? The Lord endures forever. Huh? He lets you know when he brought you into existence that your soul is an eternal being. Your soul has to spend eternity somewhere. Huh? That's the truth. You cannot be sidetracked by what's going on in the earth. This is only temporary. Huh? Don't pay attention to things you see because they're only temporary. We look past the temporary and we look at the eternal stuff, right? Yes, we do. We look at the things that are going to be eternal. And what's going to be eternal? My soul. Huh? My soul. The real me is going to spend eternity somewhere. Man dieth, huh, and wasteth away. One writer, Ecclesiastes, says the body's going back to the dust from whence it was. Huh? That means this is going back to the dirt. And the breath is going back to God that gave it. Huh? But I'm more than just a body. I'm more than just breath. What else am I? You are a soul. Huh? Come on. Where is my soul going to spend eternity? Huh? That's why he's trying to get me ready for it. When he tells me to get your soul born again. Huh? Get your soul saved. Huh? Don't you realize God gave us a name to save us? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name. Huh? I need that name of Jesus. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Meaning shall be delivered, right? That's true. Whenever stuff gets on me, while I'm on this path of righteousness, only one name is going to deliver me. Huh? Do y'all believe that? I believe that. Only one name is going to deliver you. That's why when you say, only thing you need to fall in love with is the name of Jesus. Huh? That name of Jesus got to be sweet to you. That name of Jesus got to ring all in your mind. It's got to ring all in your body. Huh? That's true. Y'all, you know how you felt this morning? We were singing everything. We sang, I believe God. We sang, I need thee. We sang, he's done marvelous things. We sang all kinds of songs. I don't know what you come to do. But when we got to that name of Jesus, huh? When you get to that name and you hold on to that name for a little while. That's why folk don't understand. I had somebody come in here some time before and they were going through some stuff. And they were just here and they said, well, y'all do it the old school way. And I kept saying, old school? This is the only way I know to be saved. Huh? Well, my church don't do it that way. And then the Lord blessed them with an opportunity to be in here. But do you know they left and went back? How are you going to do something like that? How are you going to say within yourself that the church you came out of don't call Jesus? And then you come in here and say, this is making you feel good, calling on Jesus. But then you say, I'm going to go back. Well, what are you going to do when you get back there? Huh? Obviously, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Obviously, you know the name is what makes the difference. You know how you feel when you call on his name. Don't nobody touch you. Don't nobody rub on you. You call Jesus for yourself. You get the power from on high for yourself, right? As I know this thing is real. I know the name of Jesus is real. I know that there's power in the name of Jesus. I know how the name can soothe my mind. I know no matter what I am going through, I know that name, it soothes my mind. I don't care what kind of conflict I may be having, what kind of things that I'm not too sure about. This is what I'm talking about, the imagination. When you be out there in that world, that devil will play tricks on your mind. He will make you think that Jesus is not coming. When the Lord's word says, behold, I go away to prepare a place for you, right? If I go, I shall come again, right? Huh? This world ain't living like Jesus coming. That's why you need the Lord to help your mind. Huh? World doing everything but preparing for the coming of Jesus. Huh? They building hospitals. We went over down there in the downtown. You see all them, that just the glass, it's beautiful. I told the sisters on another day, I said, that's going to be a beautiful building. And you think that building didn't cost a couple of hundreds of dollars? Them things be millions and millions of dollars. And they just building and building and building. Huh? And people are willing to give money, donations, government, donate. Huh? We'll give you the land. All kind of families donating. How to build these big old glass buildings. But just ask yourself, what are they going to be doing in there? They're going to be doing research. Huh? They're going to be doing research. They're going to be performing examinations. They're going to be writing papers. They're going to be generating reports. But what does that got to do with my soul? Huh? Going to be spending millions and millions of dollars for all kind of tools to examine your body. When your body is doing nothing but going back to the dirt. Huh? They're spending millions and billions of dollars to create all kind of instruments to keep your body breathing. When the breath is going back to Jesus. When Jesus ain't no more breath, I don't care what machine you hooked up to. When this machine stop, you stop. That because Jesus done took the breath from you. But where will your soul be? Huh?
That's right.
You realize the man don't care about your soul. Huh? Government don't care about your soul. Government ain't pouring money into this place. Government ain't around here saying, oh, we got to make sure Philadelphia Apostolic keep on going. Huh? Ain't nobody calling me donating millions and billions of dollars. But I'm getting all kind of bills. Huh? All kind of proposals to take. Huh? I told you the brother wanted to, you know, they said, brother wanted to put a brand new roof on or whatever. And we said, oh, okay, go on and write it up. And he wrote it up. Now, you know how many folk we got up in here. Huh? You see it. You see it. You see it and you know it. You know we don't do no begging. Huh? Whether you got a dime or not, we don't ask for no more than what you put in the plate, right? You may not have nothing to put in there. But here you going to send me a proposal for $20,000? How, where in your mind do you think I got $20,000 laying around, and if I had it, I'm going to put it on the roof? Huh? Trying to tell you, the world ain't thinking about you. Huh? All they worrying about is, how am I going? I got to take care of my family. I got to pay my bills. All right. But what about your soul? Huh? Y'all realize this is a place that focuses on the soul. Huh? Come on, that's all. That's all we do is focus on the soul. Tuesday, soul focus. Huh? Everybody get on their knees. What we do? Call Jesus. Open up your mouth and call him by his name. Huh? Wednesday, come in here. We play little games. We open up the book. What are we preaching about? Jesus. Jesus, help me to make better choices. Help me to make better decisions. Help me to realize that I'm accountable for the choices and the decisions that I make. Jesus, regulate my mind that when I'm out there at that crossroad of decision, that I do not make the wrong choice, that I do not go down the wrong path. That's all we're talking about. I'm not talking about nothing else but trying to help work on your mind. Why? Because I need you to make soul-focused choices, soul-focused decisions. Why? Because you are going to leave out of this body one day. Come back in here Thursday, noonday. Some of us got to be at work. Why, some of us don't have to go to work at those hours. Well, what are you going to be doing in here? It's hot. It's too hot to get in. Well, if you don't want to come, don't come. But what are you going to do when you get in there? Call on Jesus. You're going to call him some more? Amen. Why? Because there's no salvation in any other. What you going to do on Friday? We're going to come in here and praise him. Are y'all going to sing the whole time? We're going to sing for a little while. But what you going to do after that? We're going to get on our knees. Get on your knees again. Do it again. What you going to say when you get down there? We're going to call on Jesus. Why? Because he's our help, right? Lord done told you to look to the hills on which cometh your help. Our help is in the name, right? Our help is in the name. Coming in here on Sunday. What you going to do? Sunday, we're going to have Sunday school. What y'all going to talk about? Jesus. Going into the book. But I thought y'all were talking about David and his brother or his son. But some kind of way, we got to put Jesus in there. Huh? David didn't know the name. Huh? No, he didn't. He didn't know the name. Nobody in that Old Testament knew the name. Huh? But they told you that the how important the name was. Isn't that something? How the Lord could have people writing about something they did not know. But they knew it was coming. Huh? Why would the Lord have them write about something that was unknown? Because we are the ones that were going to be blessed. We were going to be the ones that were going to be privileged. Privileged with what? We were going to get a treasure that they were not going to get. Huh? I don't care how much they fasted. I don't care how much they prayed. They were not going to get the name. Huh? But when the generation was all fulfilled, Scripture says God came down in the flesh. Huh? Came down in the flesh before my mama's mama was ever thought of. Why did he come down in the flesh? To give himself a name. For whose benefit? All the way down to who? I caught the ball. Huh? I'm way down in the end zone. I caught the ball, right?
Yes, I did.
What was the ball? The ball was the name. Huh? The name is being thrown at a whole lot of folks. You got family members that hear this name that it don't do nothing for. You go on and go home and just work on it. Just say something about Jesus. Jesus is good. And you may hear him say, may say him walk on off. And say, well, I hear what you said, but what's for dinner? Huh? That lets you know they don't want that bowl. They don't want to walk on the path of righteousness. Huh? But you let them say something about some sin. Say something about some devilment. Huh? Say something about some foolishness or some gossip. Huh? Don't you know such and such and such down the hall, when I came in, they cussed me out. Who did it? Who cussed you out? Huh? Tell me what they say. Huh? Huh? They don't know our family. Get all on the phone. Guess what? It's about to go down. Huh? Huh? Come on. See that feet are swift to shed blood, right? Huh? Their feet are swift to shed blood. Huh? They have no knowledge of Jesus. Huh? When they hear the name, they run from the name. Huh? One writer said they stopped up their ears. Huh? When Brother Stephen was being stoned, huh? When they were throwing rocks at Stephen. When were they throwing rocks at him? All because of the name of Jesus. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, when you come out of that world and you get on this path of righteousness, you better expect that the world is going to throw all kind of rocks at you. What kind of rocks? Verbal rocks. Huh? Rocks that try to make you feel less than. Rocks that try to make you feel insignificant. But I don't care what they do, you hold on to the name. Huh? Hold on to the name, right? Let the name carry you through, right? Let the name carry you through. Realize that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Huh? Lord's name is not weak. It's a strong tower. Huh? World tries to use it. Huh? They try to use it and abuse it without no respect. But the righteous, we respect the name. Huh? Come on. My wife told you she had a co-worker. Every 5 minutes, my wife, as you know, she just calls Jesus. Huh? She calls Jesus wherever she's at. And I don't care what's going on, she just breaks out. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All while she's working, trying to get them numbers together. Jesus, 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 Jesus. A co-worker said, you call him too much. God should be you getting on God's nerve. See, that's what you talk like when you ain't on this path. Only ones that understand the value of the name are those that are on the path of righteousness. Huh? We realize his name comforts me. Huh? While I'm dealing with all these devils and demons, his name comforts me. His name lets me know, Stephen, you all right, right? Stephen, you going to be all right. Huh? You can get from this point A to point B. Huh? Because if I ain't had that name, I'm a result to what I do have. Huh? And no good going to come from that. I told you, just like the Hulk said, you don't want to see me when I'm angry. Huh? You don't want to see that no good thing come up. Huh? But you better thank the Lord he gave me the name, right? You better thank the Lord he gave you the name. Huh? To keep that no good thing. Huh? It's true, Deke. You got to keep that no good thing under subjection. That wild horse will run. If you ain't got no bit in its mouth, see why you need the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is the bit in your mouth, right? Thank you, Lord. And keep that wild horse under control. You might be a big, great ship, but you thank the Lord he got that little hell, huh? That knows how to do what guides that ship. Through the storms of life, right? It just guides the ship, right? He promised to lead you and guide you into what all truth. Huh? But you got to move yourself out the way. Huh? Got to have your mind focused. I ain't mean to get way off, but I'm back. Got to have your mind focused. Say, the Lord is going to judge you, me. I didn't forget it. Psalm chapter number 9. Lord says he is going to do what? Judge me. Don't y'all realize that? All of us got to stand before Jesus by ourselves. We in here together, but one day the Lord is going to call us. And we're leaving here individually. You're going to open up your eyes. You're going to see me. You're going to see this world. But then you're going to shut your eyes and open them back up. And you're not going to see this world no more. But you should be saying to yourself, well, what will I see? There's only two places to wind up. You're either going to go back with Jesus or you're going to lift your eyes up in hell, right? Help me, Jesus, right? Huh? I don't want to lift my eyes up in hell.
Lord, help us, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But that's a reality for a whole lot of folk. Whole lot of folk laid up in hospital beds in them multi-million-dollar facilities, thinking them people going to help them. Huh? Help them because they got a cure or a treatment for this. But it ain't got nothing to do with your soul. They can spend $1 million on fixing the issues of your body, but you're still going back to the dirt. $1 million is going down in the ground, but where will your soul be, right? Where will your soul be at? Huh? Jesus is the only one. The only one that comes to cure the sickness of the soul. She shall bring forth a son that I shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from what? Don't you know the wage of sin is death? Huh? Sin's payment is what? Death. That devil wants you to die in your sin. Huh? Come on! Church is a fool. Church is a fool of people. Talking about the name. Singing about the name. Some of them here are going down in the water in the name. But they ain't got the soul right. Huh? They putting on a show. Huh? They putting on a front. Huh? Come on. The men are homosexuals. Huh? They acting like homosexuals. They clapping like homosexuals. Huh? Just because you get the Holy Ghost don't mean you lose your masculinity. Jesus knows who you are. Huh? That's true. That's true. Oh, you shouldn't say it. I'm not saying it. I'm telling you how the Lord sees it. Don't you realize he come to save us? Come to save us from sin, right? Sin is a horrible thing when the covers are pulled off of it. I've seen preachers go to jail. People that preach the name of Jesus go to jail. Why? Because they did not deal with sin. They talked about sin and everybody else, but did not deal with home. Huh? You've got to deal with who you. This message deals with who you, right? It gets me straight, doesn't it? Isn't that the truth? Didn't Paul say, lest I preach to others, and then I myself be a castaway? Huh? You got to understand how this thing works. There are no big eyes. There are no little yous. We work as how together. Huh? That's why you don't exalt me. Don't exalt me. Don't you exalt me. I'm working with you. I just got my job. You got yours. Huh? What is your job, Elder Scudder? I got to watch for your soul. Oh, that's my J-O-B. Huh? I got to watch for your soul. Huh? You say, Elder Scudder, what you talking about ain't on the paper. Well, you better realize the Lord knows what you're dealing with. Therefore, sometimes he alters the message. Why? Because he knows it's something that you need to get straight. Huh? Don't you realize he knows every heart and every mind? He knows just what to feed you, right? Now, it's up to you to receive that word with meekness. Why? Because it's got the power to save you, right? Word got the power to save you. Word got the power to do what? Deliver you. Deliver me from what? From me. Deliver me from me. Isn't that sad? That woman sang that song. Lord, deliver me. Because what she said, all I do is hurt me. And that's so sad because it's a beautiful song, but she don't even realize the name is your deliverance. It's not how well you sing that song. It's the name of Jesus. If I had access to her, I would tell her flat-footed, honey, put the microphone down and get on your knees, lift up your hands, and call on Jesus, right? Call on Jesus by his name.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, you want to tell me I ain't saved?
Listen.
Proof is in the pudding, honey.
Yes.
Huh? Proof is in the pudding.
Yes.
You don't realize they catch you.
Yes.
See? They say it's lights and cameras everywhere.
Yes.
They catch you. After you finish singing, you go out there cussing.
Yes.
Go out there cussing and lighting up cigarettes.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Then you looking at folks, who are you to judge me? I ain't judging you. You condemned already, according to the scripture. Huh? Scripture said the man won't walk in the light. He's condemned already. Why? Because he refused to come into the light. Why don't he want to come into the light? Because he don't want his deeds reproved, right? He don't want the Lord to correct him. He want to keep on putting on a front. A hypocrite. Hypocrite puts on a what? A front. Huh? They tell other folks to do something that they themselves not doing. Huh? To put on a what? A front. Huh? But I thank the Lord he deals with us.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Individually.
Yes.
And he calls us hypocrites.
Yes.
When we need to be called the hypocrite.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He calls us high-minded.
Yes.
When we need to be called what? High-minded.
Yes.
He says, you are in yourself.
Yes.
Stephen, you are in yourself.
Yes.
Stephen don't want to hear that.
Yes.
Huh? What did that lady say? I ain't got time for that. You don't want to hear nothing about that. But the Lord says, every time you come in here, I'm going to say the same thing until you get you straight. Get out of yourself, right? Get out of yourself and concentrate on Jesus. Let the Lord work on you. Let the Lord fix you and make you what he wants you to be. Why? Why? Because the Lord endures forever. Huh? We're not dealing with a temporary God. He endures for how long? He's preparing
his throne for judgment.
Huh? He's preparing his throne
for
an examination.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He is going to judge the world. Huh? How is he going to judge the world?
Righteousness.
Isn't that something?
He'll minister judgment to the people in uprightness.
Keep going.
Uh-huh. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that why sometimes, saints, when you feel oppressed, realize Jesus is your refuge.
Yeah.
Y'all know what a refuge is? It's an escape place.
Yeah.
It's a place where you can go for protection.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you mean for protection? Where the enemy can't get to you.
Right.
Huh? What are you talking about, Elder Scudder? I thought you said just like we come in here, the devil comes in here too. Yes, he does. The devil is bold enough to come in here and sit right beside you. But how can I deal with that devil sitting right beside me. Get to yourself and call on the name of Jesus. One thing the devil can't stand is the name, right? The devil can't stand that name. He can't stand that name. That name makes the devil uncomfortable. The name makes the devil know he is not welcomed. Huh? Ain't that the truth? I want to let the devil know you're not welcomed here. Huh? Every wrong thought, every wrong behavior, every wrong attitude, I want to let it know you are not welcomed here. Huh? And I ain't need to go sit on nobody's sofa. I don't need to take nobody's prescription, huh, to deal with this issue. I need to get on my knees and I need to invoke the name of Jesus. Huh? Name is the only thing that kicks the devil out. Huh? The name is the only thing that kicks the devil out of you. That's the truth. You can't sing him out. Huh? You can't praise Satan out of you. Huh? Oh, but what can I do, Elder Scudder? You better use that name. You better invoke that name of Jesus. Huh? Elder Scudder, I've been calling him for an hour. Call him some more. When am I going to stop? Until. Is that what the book say? Call him until you are endued with power. Not from the earth. Huh? Power from your air. From way up on high, right? Call him until heaven sits here. Huh? To the Shekinah glory of the Lord. Rest on the temple. Ain't that a beautiful thing? Huh? That's what you were talking about, Brother Jones. When you say, you just forget about everybody around you. Huh? Lord told you he allowed you to sit in heavenly places. Huh? That means you ain't focusing on nobody else. It's as though the Lord let you sit before the throne. And what is before the throne? Nothing but hallelujah. Lord said, I got beasts shouting all day long. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 right?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God Almighty. Yes. Huh?
Thank you,
that's all that I want to hear.
Oh,
yeah. I want the Lord to regulate my mind.
Yes.
To where I no longer hear the cussing. Mm-hmm. No longer hear the fussing.
Right.
No longer hear the ridicule. No longer hear what I'm not doing. You sorry. You ain't doing, you ain't doing, you ain't doing, you ain't doing, you ain't got, you ain't got. I don't want to hear all that. Huh? Huh? Oh, yeah. That stuff works. I'm trying to tell you, that devil know how to get in your brain and make it work. Devil be coming, he'll be having people come around you, younger than you, same age as you, doing the same things, same degrees and every experience you got, talking about what they make. And here you are making whatever you making. And they making two and three times more than you. Hmm? And what that devil start doing in your brain? Why, I can't make that amount of money. What's wrong with me? Huh? Then they ride by a new car. Such as got a new car. Yay! Why, I can't get a new car. What's wrong with me? Huh? They be walking around. Oh! What's that? We got a new house. Why, I can't get a new house. Huh? Huh? And then had nerve to send you the pictures.
Yeah.
Send them to you. Huh? They don't know how you feeling, but Jesus knows. And you know. Huh? How you feeling ain't right. Because that's their blessing. And you're supposed to be happy. Well, Lord, how can I be happy when there's something that I want too? Mm-hmm. Where are you learning to trust in me? Where are you learning to not lean to your own understanding? Where are you learning to know that I am the one that supplies you with all of your needs? Huh? That's the right kind of mind. That's the path of what? Righteousness? Huh? But the enemy will have you worried about stuff you cannot control. Huh? Losing sleep. Huh? I just got to go make more money. No. You don't have to make more money. You need to learn to be content. Huh? In whatever state you are in. Godliness with contentment. Ain't that something? having what? Food and raiment. Let us therefore be what? Why? Because it's a certain thing. We brought nothing into this world. And it's a certain that we will take nothing with us, right? You came into this world, what, naked? See why you need the Lord to be a what? A refuge. I need the Lord's name to be a what? A refuge. Read a little bit more. I'm going to get ready. I'm about to stop. We got to finish this up on next week. I'm sorry, saying sometimes these lessons take a little longer. That's why I give you all my notes. So at least you know what's in my brain. Yes, he will. See, I'm trying to tell you, saints, you and I do not have to live an oppressed life. We don't have to live stressed out. We don't have to live like the weight of the world is on our shoulder. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you get in the mail, what somebody says about an examination you took. You do not have to live oppressed. Why? How can I avoid that? He says he is a refuge. All you got to do is get in that name of Jesus and hold on to that name until the Lord lifts that burden from off of you. As the scripture says, he makes that stronghold release its grip. Huh? He regulates the imagination in your mind, right? He removes that thing that tries to exalt itself. Huh? Against the what? The knowledge that the Lord doesn't put in you. What knowledge did he put in you? Jesus is God, right? He is the supreme one, right? He is the one that's in control. Huh? And no good thing will he what? Withhold. Huh? As long as I do what? Walk upright before him. Do and say the things that are what? Pleasing. Read a little bit more. I'm going to let y'all go. Whoa, hold up. Those that do what?
Know that name.
Do y'all know the name?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That's why I said we don't do a whole lot of God talking.
No.
Some people say God, but that's not his name.
No.
Huh? Remember, Old Testament, they didn't have it. But you over in the New Testament, you running in the end zone,
Jesus.
Catch the ball.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Don't be scared. You know, when we were playing football, that football hit your fingers enough. Sometimes you get scared. It's not just weak. But getting your finger jammed by that football ain't no fun feeling. So next time they make you, y'all, sisters, y'all may not know nothing about that, but it's true. Y'all know about that? Yeah. You get that ball and that ball jam your fingers, and then they tell you it's coming back to you the next play. You're a little nervous. Because you don't know if that ball going to hit that finger again.
Right.
So well, I know when we were coming up, you know, and especially not even just the ball, but if some of us like to play defense. Because when we thought you was going to get it, we would hit you with everything inside of us. I mean, we would hit you till the wind knocked out of
right.
us. And it was a reason.
Right.
Because if you ever thought to get the ball again, I wanted you to think that I was right behind you.
Uh-huh.
So that when the ball was coming, you couldn't pay attention to it because you were so busy.
Amen.
Looking at me. Huh? See, that's how the devil do us. The devil jams us and puts fear in us because he don't want us to put our trust in the name, right? Huh? Come on, saints. But we cannot be afraid of what? That's the truth. Don't be afraid of the name. You in your car. You riding down the street. Call Jesus by his name. Huh? You hear a song of praise. And they say, like my wife said, they say, God is my everything. They may not know the name. They might not know the value of the name. But you throw the name on in there. Jesus is. Know that when they say God is, know who they're talking about. They're not talking about a different God. They're talking about who? Jesus. Those that know the name. What you say? I done closed up my book. I'm sorry.
He said, they that know the name will put their trust in thee.
Yes.
But thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek
thee. Is that verse number 10?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yes. Who won't the Lord forsake?
Them that seek
Now, don't forget the text scripture. The text scripture told you if you forsake Jesus, he will cast you off forever. But if you seek the Lord, he will be what? That's right. That's right. That's all we are in, saints, is a seeking mode. We're striving to learn a little bit more about Jesus and to get closer to Jesus. Why? Because the promise is if we seek him, he will be what? Found of us. Huh? That's the truth. And the time you're going to need the Lord, when ain't nobody else around you, when ain't nobody else there, when you come before death's door. Huh? Y'all know that? Somebody's in the hospital right now, in their home right now, that is right at death's door. Huh? And guess what they need? They need that name. They need that name to comfort them. Huh? Isn't that an amazing thing? They need the name. Huh? And the sad thing, many people are going into eternity without the name of Jesus. Huh? That's why the Lord says, I know my sheep. Huh? You can put on the front all you want down here, but the Lord said, I know my sheep. And my sheep will not follow another. Huh? Jesus said, I'll put my sheep in my hand. Huh? And nobody shall do what? Pluck them out, right? That's a beautiful thought, isn't it? We definitely thank the Lord. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. We're going to pick back up with this on next week because I want to talk about that righteous path. We cannot be afraid to do what is what? Right. What is right is not popular. What is right is not popular. What is right is not the end thing. Huh? It's not the common thing. Huh? When you're doing what's right, sometimes you may be the only one. Maybe the only one. But you still hold on to what is right. Because you understand that the Lord is going to judge who? You. Huh? Judge me by the standards of what? Not by man's standards. By the standards of what? So at the end of the day, you do what the scriptures tell you to do. Scriptures don't tell you to do it. Don't do it. Scriptures don't tell you to do it. Some people used to think, I was listening to a message Elder Williams was saying. Y'all listen to that too. When she talked about repentance, a beautiful message she preached. I sent the wrong one to y'all, but I sent the right one this morning. But in that message, she said when she came over into holiness, she knew about holiness was as a child. She said, I knew about holiness as a child because I used to see the little holiness churches. So I used to see the women dressed in all white with the hats, the thick stockings, and the white shoes. She said, that was her vision of holiness. So when she said when she heard the message of the new birth and she came over in the holiness, she thought that she was going to have to dress like they dressed. So she said, but I was willing. She said, I just had to go to the store and buy me some white outfits and get some white hats and everything else like that. But then when she learned that that's not what holiness is about, but I'm trying to say she was willing. Remember what she said? You had to have a what? A willing heart. Huh? You must be willing and what? That's right. That's right. That's right. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. But I have to be what? Willing. Whatever the Lord's word reveals unto us, we have to be willing to what? Take his yoke and do what? Learn of him. Right? The Lord's promise is his yoke is what? Easy. And his burden is what? Light. Right? Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart.